Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning and welcome. It is 7:07 time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you know you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or you can tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Some of your top stories. President Trump will be speaking at the UN today, and in a possible link to autism, acetaminophen if you're pregnant. President Trump saying you probably shouldn't take it. So that is, that is big news in that world of trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Why does it appear that we have so much more, many more autism cases? And I know, they like to say, well, we're just getting better at diagnosing it. I'm like, okay, I am no expert here, but I think, parents knew when their kids had autism and didn't, or they knew something was off longer before it even really had a term. But we'll go with the flow. Here's the latest. Federal officials yesterday announced a possible association between the development of autism and a pregnant individual's use of acetaminophen, the active ingredient in over-the-counter pain reliever like Tylenol. They recommend pregnant individuals limit use of the drug to cases such as high fever, severe pain. You know, it's interesting. They give Trump the headline, and you wonder what are they giving him some sort of credit for this? It doesn't matter to me one way or another. All I know is that, hey, out of an abundance of caution, maybe not taking acetaminophen unless you really have to when you're pregnant, that's all fine. But I wonder if some people are going to just say, oh, well, if Trump said it, I'm going to do the opposite. Really, think about it. Anyway, the FDA said it will update safety labels with the risks of acetaminophen. So it's real. It's not just Trump saying it, it's the FDA. However, the agency added that while there may be an association between autism and the drug, current scientific evidence has not established a causal relationship. There's a link, but not causal necessarily. At least they haven't been able to put that together. Scientists have researched a potential link between autism and acetaminophen for years, but studies have delivered mixed results. Now, here's an important note, too. The FDA has also approved a drug as a possible treatment for autism symptoms. Leucovorin, L-E-U-C-O-V-O-R-I-N. Leucovorin, I believe, is how it is pronounced. But anyway, that would be, that could be, I would think, a game changer for some. It's probably, it says as a possible treatment for autism symptoms. Autism is a developmental condition affecting how people communicate, interact socially, and process information. Reported autism diagnoses in the U.S. have risen since 2000, with about 1 in 31 children and 1 in 45 adults diagnosed today. Factors include improved diagnostic criteria and expanding screenings, like I said. All right. So that gets you up to date on that. President Donald Trump did say Monday he wishes the establishment media would show at least some openness to trying to figure out the causes of autism. During a White House press conference in which Trump linked the acetaminophen thing to the pregnant women and all that, Breitbart News asked Trump if the establishment media should show at least some openness trying to figure out what the causes of autism are. He said, I wish that they would, and was asked about why are they so closed-minded. He said, well, look, it's not only the media, in all fairness, it's some people. When you talk about vaccines, they go crazy. And you know, I'm a big supporter of vaccines. I got a certain vaccine approved in 9 months that it would have taken from 5 to 12 years. I'm very proud of it, Trump said, referring to coronavirus vaccines produced in Operation Warp Speed. A lot of people think it was one of the greatest things I've done, et cetera, et cetera. And he says, you know, those things take place when you get hit with something, you know, like the COVID thing. And he says, but no, I'm a big believer in vaccines, polio vaccine, big believer in vaccines. I know Bobby, referring to, I'm sure, RFK Jr., Bobby and you guys have it out a little bit, but he's a believer in vaccines too. But I've seen how great vaccines can be, how incredible they can be. So I'm a believer. All right. So that's the latest from President Trump. He will be speaking to the UN. I don't think the idea of vaccines or acetaminophen is going to come up during his speech to the UN. They've got some other things that they need to deal with on a global scale, and we'll have to follow that in and see what he is going to talk about today. We know that he did make it totally official when it comes to Antifa. Yeah, he formally signed an executive order designated Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization, directing federal agencies to investigate, disrupt, and dismantle the group's operations. Good. The move follows the September 10th assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, comes as other world leaders signal similar actions against Antifa. The order declares Antifa a militarist anarchist enterprise engaged in organized violence against law enforcement and political figures, and directs federal departments and agencies to investigate, disrupt, dismantle its operations. And that is a good thing. Remember when it first kind of came on the scene, this whole Antifa? Yeah, they're anti-fascist. Antifa, anti-fascist. I was like, nope. I smell it right away. They're behaving like fascists. They're not anti-fascists at all. It's just the opposite. And it turns out, of course, that was 100% true. Pete Hegseth, coming off this one of many wonderful speeches that was given at Charlie Kirk's memorial on Sunday, and he is the head of the Department of War, obviously. And they put the previous administration's social media strategy to shame. What? The Democrats in general, politically, as a party, have for a long time had an edge when it comes to like social media and utilizing it politically. And the Republicans have had to play catch up. And it looks like maybe they've caught up, at least in some areas, and then kind of pushed right by the Dems. Here's an example. More than 1,000% increase in average post impressions and engagements. Analytics from X showed a steep contrast between former Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and current War Secretary Pete Hegseth, despite them posting about the same number of times. From January 20th to September 18th, 2024, Austin made 427 original posts, including replies and quote posts. During the same time period in 2025, Hegseth made 358 original posts, including reposts. The secretaries made 473 and 506 total posts. That's where the similarities end. Austin had just over 971,000 total engagements. That's people liking, sharing, replying, or clicking to links on post. And during that time frame, Hegseth garnered a staggering $10.6 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, he has a much sharper dresser.
Lloyd Austin, less than a million.
Yeah.
Hegseth, over $10
million. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and the more the left has tried to hammer on him and pick on him, I think it has only helped his popularity to grow.
Yeah.
And the memorial and his speech there certainly helped.
He did a great job.
7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up next, it is your turn to air it out. Get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only things, the only bugs that they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but call in and air it out. Ready? 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? It's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome. 7:22 Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Please don't be one of those. 877-975-9825 and call in now. Good morning, Rosebud. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is listening to what you just commented at the top of the hour about another school board member, what she said. Well, I watched Charlie Kirk's memorial, every minute of it. And what I'm happy about of that is Erica is now the new CEO of Turning Point USA. And in my opinion, that makes her the most well-known mama bear for Jesus in the country. And I'm hoping that she will gather all the mama bears that have been tirelessly fighting back against school boards across this nation and make them real and make them loud. And they finally put a stop to the perverse village that have been grooming and indoctrinating our children. I'm hoping that everybody gets together. People keep the faith. And hopefully we will make America godly again. You people have a nice day. I can't talk long. My throat hurts. God bless America.
You sound great, though, Rosebud. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Yes, there'll be a reigniting the mama bears, just like the COVID thing woke them up, except under this administration, they're not going to be called domestic terrorists. Okay, but many school boards across the country, those especially with the the lefty leanings, they're not going to like that. But yes, the more parents are involved in their kids' education, the better the outcome. That's not just my opinion; that's factual. Phil, good morning. What's bugging you?
Yeah, what's bugging me? Looks like another member of Congress has graduated magna cum laude from the Pelosi School of Wealth Management. This woman, Mickey Sherrill, who's running for governor in New Jersey, she understandably added umpteeny millions of dollars to her financial interest. And also in the old neighborhood in Chatham, New Jersey, Democrats didn't even run in the primaries. boy, oh boy, have things changed and not changed, and that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, they really need to address that trading issue, and you know they could, but
oh yeah.
Yeah. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And good morning, Jerry. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I find the school board members' comments to be deeply offensive, both with regards to race and also in terms of fairly and equitably measuring out our educational resources. There's a big difference between intellect and education. My grandmother was an immigrant from Italy who came over here when she was 4 years old, and she could take apart a washing machine and put it back together again. She was basically a domestic engineer that was the smartest person I knew with only a fourth grade education. So one's education is not necessarily a measure of their intellect, and I find it extremely offensive.
Yeah, and, you know, for a person of color to be disparaging toward anyone based on their perceived level of education, that in itself seems, on its very basis, to be wrong. You know, the mark of a truly intelligent and educated person is they don't look down on anyone.
Right.
And those that do truly aren't really educated and intelligent, are they?
So Tina Certain sits there in her school board position talking about an uneducated 31-year-old white boy.
White boy.
I guess she doesn't know he took 31 courses on his own.
At Hillsdale.
Uh-huh. Without, yeah. You know, yeah.
And all you have to do is listen to somebody for a few minutes speak, and you know whether they have some intellectual capacity or not. And it could be based on their command of the language. Maybe that's a marker. It also could be the content of what they're speaking about as well. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is this whole reinstatement of Jimmy Kimmel all over again. I never really watched him except accidentally. I never considered him funny.
Oh, we just lost you. I mean, his ratings continue to plummet. I don't know how they're able to turn a profit. And 97% of his humor is basically against Republicans. So you've cut yourself off to 50% possible viewership, basically. Donnie, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I've defended Trump with a lot of things. When they accused him of saying that you should drink bleach. And I'll tell you, he ought to stay out of this Tylenol lane, because I watched him yesterday, and he didn't just say use a good deal of caution or anything like that. He said don't take Tylenol, whatever you do. He's got all these doctors behind him, but and I like Trump, but his ego forbids him for letting them make the announcement, just turning it over to people who know what they're talking about. That was a terrible press conference by him yesterday.
Yeah, I only read some of the transcript, so I apologize for that. And I trust you, and I believe you. And yeah, that's territory. There's no need for him to be there. He's got the FDA behind him. It's their deal anyway. There's no reason for him to. I agree. Steve, good morning. What's bugging you?
That Tina Certain post, you know, I've posted a lot of stuff on some social media community sites, and I've been chastised dozens of times about not capitalizing the B, but she didn't capitalize the W on the white boy. Come on, show us some respect.
That's hilarious. Woo! Oh, man. That's funny. But she's not.
No, she's not. Oh, and by the way, you can be, you might be called out on social media. But when you're talking about specifics to education, specifics to race, and you're sitting on a school board in charge of educating young people, that's not good. And it seems like that's kind of the way it goes with Ledger County School Board so far, huh? Huh. 729 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 820, we'll talk to Senator Rick Scott right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's hilarious. It involves Jimmy Kimmel, and it's actually funny.
Oh, come on, Bob. You're pulling our leg.
They're going to put him back on the air, apparently. ABC Disney is, but a lot of the affiliates are like, now we're good. But really, we're good. No, thanks. So it's funny and interesting. And then there were people that were actually collecting the stats. And he's like 90-something percent anti-conservative, anti-Republican, anti-Trump. Very, very rarely did he ever make a joke about Democrats. And it's not for lack of material. We lived through the 4 years of Biden. Come on. A bald-headed dude wearing lipstick stealing luggage?
Yeah.
There's not a joke about that? Somebody who's like Health and Human Services deputy director or whatever that not sure, you know, what gender they are and all that goes with it?
It was a freak show.
There's no material there, though. Don't go there. Good morning and welcome. It's 7:37 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And we know you're busy. Bob Rose Show podcast. You'll never miss a minute. We've got every issue on demand one place, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Roar of the Lions. Yeah. How about them Lions last night, Monday Night Football? That was a game. I mean, I had to make myself go to sleep because that game against the Baltimore Ravens, I mean, they've got a heck of a team. They really do. And so it was back and forth. I go, come on, Lions. They finally pulled it out at the end. But quarter for quarter going back and forth on the scoring. But Lions won 38-30 over the Ravens. Now it's my Tigers you need to say a little prayer for. The Tigers were like the best team in Major League Baseball, you know, most of the season long. And now, I mean, they're fighting. It's going to come down to it. It's going to be the straight-up matchup against Cleveland. It's coming up any time now. The Cleveland, what are they called? Commodores, Guardians.
It's just
Jabronis.
Come on.
Against the Cleveland Jabronis.
Yeah, might as well be.
I mean, come on. Indians. It's, stop it. People, stop it. All right. Kamala Harris, speaking of funny.
Wow.
Let's all chuckle together.
Mm-hmm.
She had a sit down recently with another very happy person on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow.
Oh, wow. There's a happy couple.
How long are we going to even hear that name? Again, ratings have plummeted. MSNBC overall, why don't they just toss the whole thing in the scrap heap? I don't get it. I go back to it. I've said it earlier. Fiduciary responsibility. The people that own MSNBC, and I know, didn't they spin it off recently? Are they trying to get rid of that
MS Now
thing? They don't. I find it interesting. It's like, you know, there's business and then there's politics. And yes, the two are, you know, tied at the hip in many ways. Hard to get away from it.
But if nobody is watching,
what product do you have? How do you make money?
You got nothing.
And when you're going out of your way to really alienate 50% of your possible, like a sign on your store, we don't want men in here. Even though you sell products that men might want, you say, we don't want men here. You're like, Well, why? I mean, if it's a woman's only shop, that's different. But let's just say you have products for everybody, but right from the front door, you're kicking out right. or not allowing in half of your customers, or they feel so unwelcome. 50%. What kind of business model is that when you're telling half of the possible viewers, go away? Or no, stay, sit down and listen, and we'll tell you how dumb and evil you are, what a Nazi you are, what a racist you are. Your president is Hitler. He's a fascist. He's this, he's that. Come on. So anyway, here's the funny thing. So Kamala Harris, of course, she's trying to sell a book.
Yeah.
I mean, Miss Word Salad selling a book. That's
well, you
kind
know,
of
she
irony.
Wrote every word, I'm sure.
Yeah. Harris calls Trump a tyrant. Okay, no, nothing new there. But then goes on to go after what she called feckless CEOs for capitulation. Wait a second. Yeah. Go along with anything that's Trumpian and, oh, you're feckless and you're weak and you're all that. But if you're going to cave into something, you know what you're supposed to cave into. Oh, cave into the whole DEI thing. What?
Wow.
Yeah. In other words, you know, the headline should be, not that they capitulate to Trump, big business finally standing up against DEI and mm-hmm. those who push this reckless and terrible agenda. That's what it should be. But instead it's, oh, they're caving into Donald Trump. You know what? Maybe these business leaders, maybe they want to do something that's called winning. They want to win. Who's winning? Trump. Who's winning? Conservatives. Who's winning? Christians. That's who's winning. Maybe they want to be on that side. Maybe they want to win. They want their businesses to be profitable. Former Vice President Kamala Harris sat down with Rachel Maddow Monday for her first interview since her devastating loss to Donald Trump. Harris is 60 now. She didn't hold back, calling her Republican opponent a tyrant and lambasting American CEOs for what she deemed capitulation to Trump. He's a tyrant. You know, he didn't tell me that I had to buy an electric car. He didn't tell me what kind of stove that I could buy. He didn't tell me how big of a big gulp I could have. Where's the tyranny in that? He protects both the Second Amendment and the First Amendment while the left destroys it. There's no tyranny in that. He's protecting us against the tyranny of the left. But, of course, we know that.
Did she forget that she was really, in essence, a DEI hire because Biden said he was going to choose a black woman?
That's a great point.
Before he chose her?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's exactly the truth. I mean, he came out and said... And I said at the time, I go, now, you could choose a black woman if you feel like that's going to give you the best chance of win, the best person to step in should you, you know, die while in office, all the things that you're supposed to consider if you want to be president of the United States. That's fine. But when he came out and said that, in other words, he doesn't care if Jesus came down, which I can't use that as an example anymore because there's no assumption that everybody's going to go, oh, yeah, and Jesus is good. A bunch of lefties are going to go, I might as well just dive in the, you know, the lake of fire now and get it over with. It's not like, you know what I mean? It all used to be, this was kind of a common thing, you know, that, yeah, like Jesus is a good thing. So anyway, I mean, you could have the best candidate, the best vice president ever. Whatever the mold would be, that would be awesome. And Biden already said, no, it doesn't matter how good anybody else is. I've already decided that I'm going to make a black woman my vice president, no matter what else is available. Yeah, you're right. That was brilliant. So Kamala says, I work closely with the private sector over many years, and I always believed that if push came to shove, those titans of industry would be guardrails for our democracy.
Democracy.
For the importance of sustaining democratic institutions. And one by one, they have been silent. They have been, you know, I use the word feckless.
Yeah, but she can't spell capitulate.
That's true. She has it right, just from the wrong perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty more to talk about and people to talk to, like Senator Rick Scott joining us at 8:20 right here on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. 7:51, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Senator Rick Scott joining us at 8:20 this morning. President Trump speaking to the UN today. And a local school board member, Lattawa County School Board, Tina Certain, apparently posted something on the Book of Faces. And, well, not good. Let me share that with you, okay? It's quite disturbing. And remember, this is coming in the wake of, what was it, that Sarah Rockwell?
Who is above her on the Alachua County School Board.
And
so they lead by example around there.
Said some pretty stupid things. Now, Tina Certain, I guess, maybe is like, well, you know, watch this.
Yeah.
She said, I didn't watch any of the Trump rally. I went to see an elder because of the weight of it all. How a 31-year-old uneducated white boy has been glorified. He has an organization because a millionaire gave him money and connections to start it. To see the feds and state elevate him angers me. It's heavy, but I know I can stay home. Got to fight despite being tired of it all. You don't know, wow, as a school board member or as an intelligent adult that calling anybody a boy who's 31, it could be problematic. Yeah.
And what does it matter that he's white?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. Look, no. I cut to the heart of it a while ago when we were talking about this. Yep. Basically, it is, if you're connected to Trump, the people on the left hate you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you say, what you do, what you've done with your life, what you stand for. None of that matters at all. You're connected to Trump, you're bad, you're evil, you're a liar, it was all handed to you, whatever. Fill in the blanks, that's the bottom line. So this woman, Tina Certain, it would appear to me, based on the information that she has provided, that her hatred for Trump overrides, well, common sense, decency, intelligence. It's racist, mm-hmm, in what she said. And I like how somebody involved in education wants to point at somebody and call them uneducated.
Wow.
You know, wow. I wish that Alachua County students were all as uneducated as Charlie Kirk.
Absolutely.
And guess what? We wouldn't have an educational issue or crisis here or anywhere else to call him uneducated. Again, doesn't matter. She, any kind of insult, nothing is too low because Charlie Kirk doesn't matter what relationship he has with Jesus or God or Christianity. All that matters to her is, he's got a friendship with Trump.
Yep. Oh!
And that by its very nature, there you go. Yeah.
The only thing she got right in all of that, he was 31 and he was white. That's about all she got right.
And I don't know the complete story, but my understanding was there was some sort of a challenge and somebody said, look, if you want to start this program and do a reach out to college campuses, match your funds, but you're going to have to go out there and raise, whatever you want yourself, and then I'll match whatever.
Well, basically, he went to them looking for some assistance. And as opposed to handing it to him, which they could have done, they're very wealthy, they wanted him to work for it. So he needed $50,000. He went out. They're like, you raise the first half, we'll give you, kind of like your scooter back in the day, your little money bike, like your dad did. You raise that half, I'll give you this half. He had it in 2 days.
Wow.
Blew them away. And so over the years, that was the thing. They would challenge him to go out and earn part of it before they would help out.
But the bottom line is that organization, no matter who or how it was funded, never would have grown if it didn't have the catalyst behind it, who was Charlie Kirk.
Yep.
And the way in which he was able to speak to people and speak with people, the ability to have a dialogue. You know, for somebody that she considers uneducated, she and many other people on the left could really learn a lesson. To be considered educated, if you're strong in your beliefs, you should absolutely have no qualms about debating your beliefs, your fundamental beliefs, whether they be political or of a spiritual nature. But she can't do that.
I would put him up against any of those board members in a debate any day
anytime,
of the week.
Anywhere.
Pick your topic. Pick your topic.
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah, and that's got people a little riled up this morning, and well, it should, you know, because this isn't just somebody just spouting off. This is somebody who has a direct connection with our children, with funding, with curriculum, and all that. Oh, by the way, she's sits on the board of the Children's Trust of Alachua County. That's but got a $17 million budget. Yeah, and it deals with children in need. Hopefully they're not uneducated white boys in need. More to come.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.